Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
History was made last night at a FIFA World Women's World Cup as the Matildas defeated the current Olympic champions Canada 4-0, letting Australia qualify through to the top 16. It's so exciting. It was an incredible moment for women's sport in Australia. And Claire Taylor was there. She's the head of the Matildas Active Support Group, the loudest and proudest Matildas fan. Claire, thank you for joining us on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I understand you've just touched down in Newcastle with a group of the most dedicated Matildas fans. How are you feeling?
Oh, my God. Look, I'm not going to lie. We did party into the small hours last night in Melbourne. And so I think my voice is just coming back now. But, I think we're just absolutely stunned still that this happened last night. It's beyond our wildest dreams that not only have we made it to the next round, but to do it in just such a definitive way was just incredible. To be top of the group as well, it's just, yeah, look, we're just so delighted. We could have flown all the way back to Newcastle by ourselves, I reckon. We were so high today. it's just such a great moment. Great day.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you were there last night, obviously, to see the match at the Melbourne Rectangular Stadium. Was it the best we've ever seen the Matildas?
Oh, look, I think we've seen... Oh, the Matildas are a team that you just cannot write off on any given day. Whatever team you put them up against, you know, I could never not say that they could win. Was their performance last night the best? It's been the best in a long time. But I do think the last few years, this team has absolutely been growing hugely. Since France 2019, the World Cup, where we didn't actually make it out of the group stage, this is a team that have matured. They're experienced, they're playing overseas, they're confident, they're very skilled, and they have a fantastic mix of older players who have been around for quite a few World Cups. And then we've got those younger players coming through as well. And I just think it's just, last night, it just felt like everything just clicked into place, and it was just an absolute joy to watch.
Now, you've built a very inclusive and welcoming group of fans there at Matildas Active Support. What does it mean to you to have such an inclusive support group?
Look, I think it's incredibly important, especially for women. And also for rainbow community as well, people who generally, who if they love football, never really feel very comfortable or safe at football games. So for us, we recognise that there was a need to develop a space and to make that space inclusive for people like us who want to get together, who want to have pre-game meetups, have a bit of fun, feel comfortable, feel safe, feel included, and then go along to the game and just carry that, you know, into the stadium, and then once we get there, just make some noise and just be part of something, something really, really amazing. Just, we love it. We're visible, we're loud, we're proud, and yeah. That for us, it's just, we love it so much. It's
fantastic. We are chatting with Claire Taylor, the head of Matildas Active Support, the dedicated group you see cheering at all the matches. Now, Claire, the Matildas are into the round of 16 next Monday night. How do you rate our chances?
Like I said, I think any given day, this team can beat any team. And look, they beat Canada last night, who are an incredibly strong team. They beat England in a friendly in London a few months back. You know, this is a team, you cannot underestimate them, but also this World Cup right now, you cannot underestimate some of the teams that you would probably not expect to do so well. Look, I think everything's just, you know, it's up for grabs right now. It's up for grabs. Every team is hungry, but the Matildas, I think, having, you know, the home support, being back at Stadium Australia, having hopefully 70,000 to 80,000 people behind them, I think we can absolutely win on Monday night.
Fantastic.
Of course I do.
Can we check in with you Monday afternoon, see how you're feeling ahead of the big match?
Yeah, of course you can. Absolutely. I will definitely sound a little bit different. My accent is still the same. It's just the voice. And the voice that's struggling a little bit today. But look, I'd love to direct any of your listeners who are really keen to get involved. We have a Facebook. We're on the socials. Matilda's Active Support on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Matilda's Active. We're also on Instagram. And we have a website as well, matildasactive.com. So go have a little read about us. Look out for some pre-game meetups. We'll be going to the pub before the game on Monday. And you're welcome to come join us.
Fantastic. Great to chat with you, Claire. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Claire Taylor, the head of the Matilda's Active Supporter Group, and all the best for the rest of the Women's World Cup on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.